One, two, ready, and. That mountain over there, ain't nobody anywhere that'll tell me I can't reach the top. Railroads flashing lights, the end of Sturgill's long white line, a song inside me till the day I drop. And I'm hearing freedom ring on a beat up six string. She holds all of my heart. Every day I sing, I'm running down a dream. I cling to my guitar. I cling to my guitar. Does the future hold? Hell, nobody really knows, but I keep on crawling in the dark. Maybe find a match to help light up this path. Lord, help me try to find a spark. And I'm hearing freedom ring on a beat up six string. She holds all of my heart. Every day I sing, I'm running down a dream. I cling to my guitar. I cling to my guitar. And I'm hearing freedom ring on a beat up six string. She holds all of my heart. Every day I sing, I'm running down a dream. I cling to my guitar. 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 Does the future hold? Hell, nobody really knows, but I keep on crawling in the dark.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bobby and Anthony from Huckleberry Road, guests on this week's episode.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the world-famous Dogwater Studios, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. Over to my left, it's Mr. Nick Ramirez, my co-host with the most. Nobody else is here except Dogwater Dick, and he's running the show like he always does. But here in studio, like I said, it's Huckleberry Road!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And now we start the show.
How you doing, boys?
Doing good, man.
Good. It's great to see you guys.
Man, it's been a while.
That's a fantastic song. Thank you.
Heck yeah, man. Thanks
for opening with that. That was cool.
Yeah, beautiful as always, Bobbo.
We're trying a little something different this week. We decided to open with their song. It'll get you guys ramped up for them. You may know them before. We've had them on the show as Sil Shoda way back in the day. That was, wait, what, two years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah. Did you just change the name, or do you have completely different songs and all the Sil Shoda stuff is completely different?
We've kept a couple of the older ones, but for the most part, it's all new music.
Kick ass. Rad. Kick ass.
Good.
You know, we kind of gravitating towards the style of songwriting for a long time, and it was just time to kind of reinvent and everything.
Yeah, I'll take a swig.
Yeah. We're passing around the flask here. We're
passing the flask.
It's good to see these guys. Yeah, no, you guys are always a pleasure to listen to and a pleasure to get to hang out with.
Oh, the whiskey is flowing.
Mm-hmm. That makes the songwriting
better. Boy.
No, it's supposed to turn you into man. Not a boy. A man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, have you guys seen Big Mouth?
Yeah, I only a couple of episodes, but oh my goodness.
Oh God, what should I do with the mess? Sleep in it, pig.
Yeah, yeah. I have an 11-year-old at home, so I don't need the show to remind me of all the awkwardness and grossness of it all. But she tries to hide a lot of it from me and just, you know, yeah. That's We're not there to certain parts of grossness yet, just happy to say that. That
but
comes
it's coming.
In. Oh yeah!
I don't even want to hear about that shit.
Nope. It's like the Kool-Aid man's gonna be busting through the door someday, and I will not answer that door.
Oh no, Mr. Kool-Aid! No.
Oh no!
Use the door like a normal person, you glass bitch.
I never thought of it like that.
What is that? Fucking Pyrex? Military grade Pyrex?
Son of a bitch, now I gotta fix that.
Anyway, wow. That
what's
was
going on
super...
besides the Kool-Aid man? How's everybody's weekend? Week?
All right, you go.
Oh, yeah. How was everybody's week here? Especially you guys.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry Road.
No, when did Huckleberry Road happen? How did this come about?
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Fairly recently?
Well, it's been about 3 years in the making.
When was the name stamp thrown on a Facebook page? When did you guys become Facebook official?
Is that like starting a new relationship?
Maybe 4 or 5 Kinda. Months ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's within,
yeah.
within the past year.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, after we did that live DVD, the last of the Shoto one.
Yeah.
That was our kind of the turning point.
And that was, I'm sorry, last summer?
That was 2 years
two
ago.
2 summers ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was kind of the turning point that Scott was kind of going on his way, you know. And then we had the last farewell show at The Saint. And so that was last winter or the winter before that?
Yeah, last.
So well, yeah, because the Saint hasn't even been open that much longer than that. So
yeah,
that was so, right about the time the Saint started.
I mean,
started.
It's all pretty recent.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and
getting old, softening up. You know, I'm not a pissed off teenager playing Metallica anymore. So
I can't. I don't write young angry man poetry anymore. I write things that are more like witty and introspective
and about life and shit.
Exactly.
Turns out country seems to do that. Just stay away from the gay pop shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, when
Rick, clip that out, because that wasn't a fucking word. We have this just collection of people not making any sense, and that's a great sample. Thank you.
Gosh, now I freaking forgot, but when Huckleberry Road, I freaking forgot, man. I'm so sorry.
No, dude.
Especially to my audience out there. Hey, how you doing?
Nick's been hanging out with the honor-off and
I do have the honor-off birthday party
my God.
Hangover going on.
Dude, so you've had honor-off in your head for a day?
Yeah, this is fella Darren Honoroff.
Honoroff and Trevor.
From Tahoe, my Tahoe friends, because I went to high school up there in Tahoe.
Both former guests of the show, Darren Honoroff and Trevor...
Trevor Snowden?
Snowden, thank you. With his last name there.
Trev Air.
Trevor.
He does extreme wheelchair stunt stuff.
Snowboarding so, stuff. So they, it, like, he's been out. Partying with those dudes. And yeah. for long-time listeners
Might
of the
be a
show,
big there's
just so you know much fucking weed and like not like enough like
and air, like, and if, and oxygen if, to the oh, brain.
Darren does not take shit to make you feel like you're on drugs.
Yeah. I remember what I was going to say. Is when you're a younger man, or I notice older people who used to be punks are way more into country as they get older. Like,
is country the punk rock of old men?
Kind of.
It's like the
is
ones
that what you're saying?
Kind of. Like, people switch over and they go bluegrass and country, and they used to be like in the garage and doing punk rock.
Well, even like, what's his name? Frank. Oh God, Frank Turner. You know, he was in the punk rock bands, and now he's doing this like folksy protest Billy Bragg shit.
Yeah, you Kevin know? Seconds,
some, like Americana or something.
Yeah, yeah, definitely Americana,
yeah,
but like with
say,
that dude, you know, kind of social critique kind of. Like you dig
Americana.
It, Frank Turner? Check it out,
Frank Turner,
Billy Bragg,
Turner.
Okay. No relation to Will Turner of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, good. I was just down at Disneyland and finally saw that, right? Holy crap.
Yeah?
That place was magic, dude.
I've never
been.
It's a
magic kingdom, I hear.
It was pretty gnarly, dude.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
And did it make you feel like a kid again?
It did. Seeing Darth Vader walk by was like, oh shit.
He came home with a goddamn Jedi robe too.
Yes.
Did you?
And I wear it.
What
I wear
the
it
fuck?
When we're
That's
working
awesome.
In the studio.
Oh like not for out of the shower, but for hanging out.
No, okay, so exactly. I went and I picked him up at his house because we were going over to talk to our videographer because we're getting ready to do another video. And instead of putting a jacket on, he puts on this damn Jedi robe and walks out. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. He's like, I'm wearing my Jedi robe. I bought it.
Got to stay on my game, you know?
So yeah. we show up.
Get my money's worth.
We show
God damn right.
And it was funny, too, because the guys that we were talking with, they didn't say shit about it. And Robert brought it up. He's like, yep. I'm in a Jedi robe. Yeah. Proud.
Let me
be proud of it.
Let me awkwardly insert this into the conversation, just in case you didn't notice.
And they're both like,
I'm giving him a big thumbs up right now.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, it's a Jedi robe.
Well, then you never know if it's part of his religion or something. You don't want to offend people.
Or if he's homeless.
Right.
Speaking of part of your religion, I was in Susanville on through the weekend. Mm-hmm. And there were some employees at Walmart that were wearing metal fucking strainers on their head.
Church of the Spaghetti Monster. Yeah.
Rastafarians.
Pastafarians.
I haven't heard about
it. Wait, that's really what that means? No, they didn't just do it to keep the aliens from getting their
signals. No, that's tinfoil. Yeah.
It's an honor.
That's a tinfoil hat that you walk outside of the house with. But no, the people successfully have, like, it went up through the Supreme Court, the people's right, any adherence to the religion of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, their official headgear, much like a Judaic yarmulke, is a colander. Metal fucking colander that they can wear on their heads for driver's license and passport photos.
I mean, it makes as much sense as wearing the instrument of a torturous death on a chain around your neck.
Or special underwear.
Yeah.
That nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that
it's
makes
all pretty
sense.
When
is
you put
right?
it that way. It's all pretty kooky.
That's pretty awesome.
It was a trip to see.
But I've never actually seen folks wearing it out at public, and especially in the capacity of Walmart employees.
Yeah, dude.
That is the power of the proletariat happening right there. Those are our tired workers striking out in any way they can against the man. And I love those motherfuckers.
anything humanly possible, any day.
In all of our tired, sad lives of quiet desperation, if all you can do is wear a fucking colander to work because you have to work at Walmart, fucking power to the people.
Yeah. Do it.
It's pretty cool, man.
That's funny.
Keep it up, fellas and ladies.
Where was this? Susanville, you said?
Yeah, I was in Susanville in the Walmart with my son.
Good folks
we
there
saw
in
this
Susanville.
Dude working with the damn hat on his head.
Dude, that's like, a grassroots movement.
What the
moving
hell?
Up from Susanville.
It's like, no, it's a religion.
You told your kid about it?
Well, no, we both saw this guy and was like, why are you wearing the hat?
Oh, and he told you, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just said it was his religion, and we were kind of like, excellent. Okay. Went back, you know, went on our way, but...
Yeah.
No, the Church of the FSM...
Pastafarian.
The Pastafarians, it's a pretty cool group. It's not far off of the Church of the Subgenius, you know. They share a lot of similarities there. It's awesome.
That's a thing, too.
Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, Church of the Subgenius.
Bob Dabalina.
Was the first church, for-profit church ever founded in the world in the 1950s here in America. Bob Doss is the Dobbs. Ultimate... Dobbs, pardon me.
That's okay.
Bob Ross.
Bob Dobbs.
But I was thinking of Bob Ross and Bob Dobbs. They kind of go together in the cultivation of slack.
Yeah.
That is
They're
the
both
whole
iconic,
point.
That's yeah. for sure.
Before we get off this track
Oh,
religion,
yeah.
I Saturday, Grandma whips out the freaking, like, the photo album. Like, the photo album.
The family photo album?
Yeah, like, back to the, like, 1810s and shit.
Whoa.
Damn.
And, like,
who do you
all
look
the way
like?
Back. Lineage, brothers, sisters, kids they had, where their gravesite is, all that shit.
And you're from here for, like, 4 or 5 generations?
Yeah, yeah. Susanville,
like, the general area?
Susanville, California.
Okay.
But it turns out my grandma's, and the Mormons will hate me for this, but my grandma's grandpa's great-grandfather was Lilburn Boggs. He was the governor of Missouri. He was the only governor to write an extermination order on the Mormons.
Whoa.
Wow.
Holy yeah. shit.
Missouri, and that's the,
like,
shithole
oh,
state I'm
damn.
From.
Damn.
Wow.
No, I mean, like...
Thanks, Trump.
That's insane.
So what ended up happening was, is Joseph Smith declared that Missouri, Jackson, Missouri, was like their Jerusalem. And so they were all
I know
traveling
exactly where
the country.
Fuck that is.
They were all traveling across the country to Missouri to go to their promised land, and everybody there was like pissed about it because these people are basically showing up saying that this is our land because our God said so. And
every time in history that happens, people are pissed.
Yeah, anyways, just to
that,
get off
that's
of
right
it,
down,
it was crazy
I believe,
to find
in the
out.
The Boot Heel, not far from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I dated a girl from Jackson, Missouri. In
really?
College, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were a bunch of racist pricks. her whole family and everybody I met in that town.
So did Joseph Smith say, so then afterwards Joseph Smith was just like, well, Utah, okay, never mind.
Well, okay, so there was a lot of fights going on between the Mormons and the Missourians, and one of Joseph Smith's people sent a letter to the governor saying that they murdered 50 Missourians and that they would continue doing it if they didn't leave them alone. And so Boggs,
wow.
So Boggs wrote an order to say to exterminate and drive the Mormons out of their state. Period. And there was a huge, it was called the Hans Barn Massacre or something.
It's like,
but they killed a ton of Mormons, and the Mormons were like, "All right, we're leaving." We're leaving. But and it just
and that's why sister wives became cool because all the men had been killed in Missouri.
Yeah, right.
And there were just a lot of chicks who needed a dude to provide for them.
Yeah, they had to resort to polygamy.
No, I mean, like, that's not crazy.
Yeah,
to, I mean, like, if you really consider that.
Yeah. No, I forget what the actual battle was, but there was a time when a bunch of men got killed, and that's why they had to do that.
No, and I know, actually, I remember that totally happened in Missouri. They settled there and then were driven out by force by Missourians. Yeah. That's something Missouri's proud of. Okay.
My grandma's great-grandpa's, my grandma's grandpa's great-grandfather. Was Lilburn
and
Boggs.
That really wow. probably yeah. did lead to a lot of the polygamous beliefs as they went on their exodus into the deserts of fucking Utah,
yeah,
where all they had to live on was a salt lake and locusts.
Well, and half the settlements in Nevada were Mormon. It was either a Mormon town or a mining town. And if it was a Mormon town, everybody was nice, and there was farming, and there was families, and it was all well. And if it was a mining town,
it was
all like
and
dirty,
whores.
Drunk men, fucking whores, and
clampers, shootouts.
Right.
Every town in Nevada was one or the other.
Satisfactory.
And so recorded. Literally.
But anyways.
Yeah, man.
Well, hey, do you got any mining songs? I don't know. You want to throw something else out there?
We do have an outlaw country tune.
Perfect. But do you have any songs about murder?
Yeah. This song, yeah.
Excellent.
ask and you shall receive, Rory. Oh, yeah, we did.
That's so cool.
Oh,
sounding.
Actually, I've got a better angle on him.
All right.
You do it this time.
One, okay. Two, ready, and... Raindrops tapping tin roof shack, money out the mattress, no looking back. Why was I too blind to see they'd be using her to get to me? Won't you run away with me, Loretta Jane? Sheriff's in town and he's chasing my name. Got a price on my head, money out the bank, the saddle's out back, and let's run away, Loretta Jane. I have one I adore. I see her each week, I call her a whore. The barkeep warns someone's chasing my name. The beans been spilled about robbing that train. Won't you run away with me, Loretta Jane? The sheriff's in town and he's chasing my name. Got a price on my head, money out the bank, the saddle's out back, and let's run away, Loretta Jane. Could turn on my blind side, butt of a gun, the stick of a knife. Right then the sheriff paid her in full, tricked by Loretta Jane, used like a tool.
Oh, that's sad, dude. So she fucking kills him for the sheriff?
Yeah, she kills him for the money, yeah.
Oh,
she's a bounty hunter.
So can you like splice that, or are we just going to roll it?
I would wager that the audience has no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
However, I would like to say that we should really keep that other part of the conversation.
We can't have it both ways. It's one way or the other.
So because if you can Rick has fixed it, what you don't realize is that what happened was... I'm just going to peel back that... No, all right.
Maybe all at the very end of the episode we'll reveal the line...
No, all of this is going to get cut out. Happened. Like none of this. This is all
there's,
in
actually.
Space.
There's probably going to be a video about it out, so you can just watch the video.
Well, yeah, the video stops with Bobo going, "Oh shit."
I forgot the last verse.
But that's I really think that Rick, somehow we should put together a compilation album of Reno Band songs about murder. We have. What Murder Rock's entire catalog. You guys have, you know, at least this, probably at least another one in there. You got something that's dark and seedy like that.
Yeah, we're right now we're in the middle of a special project.
Josiah's got his murder ballad. We've got a handful of people with creepy, cool songs.
What's your Hellbound Glory if you get Leroy?
Yeah. Lucas Paul's probably got some up his sleeve as well in that category. Right. So I'm just open call, Reno musicians who listen to our show. We want to put out a comp album about murder songs.
Bring us
Reno
murder.
Let's get this together and make this really happen. I know you guys
are
listening.
It just to watch
you
him die.
You gals are listening.
Just to watch him die.
Just to watch him die.
Worst That's a great
worst
fucking
murder
idea.
Ballad comp.
Right, I like that.
Spin on the world.
Yeah, just to watch him die. The Reno murder comp. If you want in on that, get in touch with the Worst Little Podcast right now. We're going to do that this year. We're going
to
make this happen.
I'm here to do the devil's work.
Wow. Yes. Yes, she is.
I'm down to just a pack a day.
Praise the flying spaghetti monster.
Amen.
Yeah. Ramen.
Ramen.
We could still use Zombo samples, right? So we're good.
Ah, Zombo, yes.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, hey, Zombo. If you're out there and you love Zombo, the website's still up. You can still buy t-shirts.
Aw, miss you, Zombo.
Miss you so much. We should have him back on and get an update.
Zombo got cock blocked by the ADA. Having to provide his services.
Deaf people who watch TV.
Subtitling is incredibly expensive.
Thanks for ruining it for us, deaf people who can't hear the podcast.
No, just closed captioning service. Closed captioning service is incredibly expensive. And for all of those pioneers of local broadcast, you know, TV, UHF stations back in the day. The transition to the digital and enabling world has been difficult, and Zombo was simply just one of those financial casualties. But he's still around and proud, and you might occasionally see a top hat floating through a crowd at a venue near you or an event.
In Reno, they love you even when you don't have talent.
Yay!
Shit.
That wasn't for Zombo. That was for all of our friends. Zombo is fucking loaded with talent.
So you guys have just been around 4 or 5 months, but you have had some live events. Have you been playing in front of people? What have you been doing? Yeah. Tell us.
Well, honestly, we never stop playing.
Right. You guys have always been out there. You've been throwing out videos on the YouTube and the Facebook.
Yeah.
Bedroom, like, hey, here's a new song.
Yeah. You know, we try and at least get a video up once a week, if not once every other week, you know.
And you've been playing some big shows too, right? Like some packed houses.
We did score a couple, yeah. We played with
the Brothers Comatose. That one sold out.
Ah,
that
was nice.
sold out.
Yeah, yeah, that was
they
rad.
They were turning my uncle away at the door. I was tripped out. Like, oh damn.
Yeah, it was.
They mean it,
you know. Yeah. And I mean, not to sound like a dick, but people were showing up. They're like, "Hey, get us in!" And I'm like, "I can't." What do you mean? It is sold out. I told you to buy tickets.
Yeah.
It is literally. See, okay. That's a failing of Reno. We are I'm going to decide what I'm going to do today kind of town, all of us who live here. And that's worked while Reno was a little smaller, but as Reno's blowing up and getting some spotlight,
yeah,
no, you need to plan for shit. Otherwise, tourists are gonna come to town and take your seats.
And ultimately, as a band, what is your goal? To sell out your shows? Am I right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Selling out has nothing to do with your soul. It has to do with the house.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe a little of that. Sell out well, every night.
You know, yeah. And that's your ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And that time the stars aligned and it was a super rad show. The crowd was on fire.
And then you feed off that.
Yeah.
It was
so, especially getting up there, because we've just continued on with just our acoustics. We have some players lined up so we can start doing, you know, full band production. But
nice.
It was really cool to get up there with just our guitars. And just see a sea of people.
Fuck yeah.
And
it's like Tenacious D.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and,
the greatest band in the world.
What was cool was we did our cover of Purple Rain that night.
Oh, shit.
And when the crowd was singing back to us,
oh my God.
I couldn't even hear my guitar through the monitors. God. Because the whole crowd was singing.
Just thunderous.
Oh, man.
That and made the Beatles quit touring.
It tripped me out.
Fuck.
But, you know.
I remember being at a Bright Eyes show and he was playing an acoustic thing. And before he played the song, he said, could you all not sing along to this? Because it freaks me out and I can't. And I lose my place.
Did everybody sing to it?
Yeah, everybody shut the fuck up. And let him play the song himself. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, well, yeah, maybe do that.
We were all thinking the words really hard,
though. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Trying to sing a song here.
I like
his version of Devil's
Hand. No, and then there's been nights where you try and get everybody to sing along and all you hear is just crickets.
Yeah. Yo, fuck yeah.
Like, oh.
We all know that.
Yeah,
I hate Reno.
Or you say everybody and two people did it. And you're like, okay. Woo. Well, thank you too. You guys roll.
Thanks, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle Jeff.
Appreciate you.
That's it.
You know,
and hey, if I'm drunk in a bar and I know your lyrics, I will always sing along with them if I'm the only person.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And it was pretty
hell
cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. A couple months ago, we went up to Fort Bidwell, which is about 10 miles away from the Oregon border.
That sounds made up.
And it's, well,
yeah.
It's,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little tree fort in
Bidwell.
The woods, you know?
Yeah, it's, so it's a organic.
It's like Wookiee town.
Bidwell. Welcome to Bidwell. We bid you well.
We bid you well. Now leave.
It's about 40 miles north of Alturas, a little tiny town, one road in, one road out.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's Surprise Valley, Happy Valley, Fort Bidwell, this whole area. And
antique-y bullshit along the way.
And
crap.
So
yeah.
We played in their town hall. We played with this band called the Black Lilies out of Tennessee.
Nice.
And they were kick-ass, man. And it was crazy that this little tiny community, we played in their town hall, which was made in like 1896.
Ooh, cool.
You know what I mean? And like everybody from the surrounding community showed up. The volunteer fire department came out and they barbecued ribs for everybody.
Right.
The whole community came. They all played a part in it.
But was that like 10 people?
No, there was about 450 people
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ.
And it was like cowboys with their infants still wearing diapers in one hand and like a 32-ounce beer in the other.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
It was just awesome.
And they invited us back for their Fall Harvest Festival. And we went back, and again, the place was just packed.
Damn.
Everybody came. Every time there's an event in that area, everybody comes together. So that, it was such a pleasant surprise, and to see everybody, how nice they were, you know. And it was cool because we were there, we played there last time, the first time, and people recognized us when we walked in. They were like, hey, we remember you guys from last time.
Like, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it'll definitely be a
sign my baby.
It'll be a
it was a friendly house.
Yeah.
Walking into a friendly house is fucking awesome.
And that'll definitely
anytime
be
that
a frequent
happens.
Stop for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
have you guys ever gone to Texas?
No, but we're working
recently,
on it.
Recently, yeah.
Go to Green.
He has, but
go to Green. Green Music Hall near San Antonio.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Every country western star you've ever loved and enjoyed has played there.
Green.
Green. Okay. The Green Music
Jesus,
Hall.
Thanks for spelling it. I never would have known that.
No, you never would guess that. check this shit out, you guys would die to play in this hall. This hall.
Yeah. That's
like,
I mean,
like Hank Sr. and all the Hanks have played there.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, straight up.
Badass.
And is that kind of place?
Is it Gree or Green?
Green. Greene.
Okay.
And it's That's it's weird. Outside of San Antonio. It's that kind of place.
It's like a German green or something.
Very good. It's like German farmy Texas, I believe.
Damn.
But it's a great community with some great fucking music. Movies have been filmed there with
is it near Austin at all?
San Antonio.
Okay.
That's for the third time.
Okay. Okay. Those are just like the hot spots over there.
Yeah.
Like Dallas is kind of boring. It's just a big city, but San Antonio and Austin are kind of hollow music. Bands,
no, absolutely.
Cult, like art and culture. And
no, the Green Music Hall is part of the whole like Texas musical heritage. Mm-hmm. You guys would fucking fit in it. Like, you could book a show there. That's the kind of place you guys should set your sights on and go check that show.
That's our ultimate, like, we've been seriously working our asses off.
Fucking A.
You know?
No, I mean, yeah.
Writing.
Yeah, and now that we have our Spotify up, you know, our iTunes,
online presence is very professional.
Well, yeah, Robert went down the rabbit hole to really learn a lot of it, you know what I mean? And we kind of
I hear about it every day at work. It's true. And it's awesome.
And, you know,
learning me shit, I'm all no shit.
Well, what's cool about it now is Robert and I have kind of divvied up the responsibilities to get stuff done, you know? And what's the cool thing about your online presence and what we've been learning and what we've been stressing is it gets you out so much farther. You know, the ultimate goal is to have enough of a presence to where we can have tickets sold before we get there.
Bang. You're right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
With targeting and locationing.
Yeah, and you guys are one of the bands, I think, helping force the scene to have to turn on that because it hasn't been like that for so long.
Well, and, you know, and we have friends that go out and slug it out on the road, and they have made one hell of a following for themselves slugging it out on the road. Well, you know, unfortunately.
Wouldn't it be nice to not?
Yeah. It would be nice to, you know, and it's...
Do both.
Yeah. Well,
double up.
Well, that's the ultimate goal is to, when we get on the road, to have that pushing in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And every stop you do pushes the next stop.
Right. Right.
Too.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Actually almost in time with...
Right.
You know, it's in time with what you're doing.
You know, and so we just...
You operate that.
We just released a Spotify ad.
Function.
And our first push was, you know, the Reno and Sacramento area.
So we can get you on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's Huckleberry Road.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I will add that to my playlist so you get my 0.001 cent a play.
Hell yes.
and with that, when we just released our EP Gravity, and that
Congratulations.
We have four songs. We have the goal is with all the material that we have, we're going to do a small 3 or 4 song release every 90 days.
Mm.
And we have enough in the cash right now to do it for the next year.
Like micro EP,
right.
Digital EP,
you know what
kind
I mean?
Of thing.
Because
yeah.
That way because
slow and consistent, you know, just
okay.
the more content
coming out every 3 months,
the more content you have, the better.
Right.
Because, and I mean, I'm all for releasing a full album. But, you know, if you release an album and then you wait another year to put an album out.
Is that model still as relevant with today's digital music consumption
like
it was in the
not.
70s and 80s?
It's
for independent artists.
It's
no.
singles.
No. Right.
It is singles.
Yep.
90% of the market is singles.
Was like the whole under in hip-hop, the whole mixtapes.
Yep.
The mixtape market is still loud and strong
right.
because that's how you get your shit out there.
And then,
well, even Spotify is all discovery playlists.
Right.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And people will go on there and they'll pick the songs they want and maybe they'll walk away with 2 or 3,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you're constantly putting content out.
Oh, hey, I haven't heard this one yet. I'll try that one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's kind of the goal that we have going on right now.
And even though Spotify don't pay much, they keep trackers on everybody. They have all their emails. So you pay for an ad and you can do an email blast saying, hey, I'm in your area playing a show.
Right.
So you just build up your Spotify following and then start marketing to your locations that you have, you know, dots on the heat
right.
map.
Spotify, would, it gives us a map of where we're hitting. You know,
where we're where people are responding and where they are,
and that's the beauty. That's the beauty of
our band just recorded an album. I need to talk to you guys off of mic about all this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you know, like, and that's
and any of you young musicians out there, here's a free tutorial.
That's the beauty about apps like Bands in Town.
Mm-hmm.
Bands
right.
in Town tracks.
That's a great. That's a great yeah. app. Actually.
And you know,
I've been
and
with
we didn't
that for a couple years.
We
now.
Didn't use it. We had an account for a while, and we didn't utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't really know how to utilize all the tools that we have in front of us. You know, in the digital age that we live in, the marketing tools that you have at your fingertips, it's going to help. You know what I mean?
And since we released
Gravity in January, we have a few hundred trackers on there now. So now we can track what cities we're hitting in, and then we can base our shows off of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Very, very
oh wait. Why play a very show
smart.
Here if nobody's interested? If you go like 10 more miles down the
right.
road,
yeah. right.
where there's a bunch of folks who are downloading your stuff.
Right.
Yes.
Ah.
And that's
so then
and
you can sell tickets before you even pull get, into before, town.
Oh, to tie that back into the
yep.
beginning here.
And that's
nice.
That,
and yeah.
It was brilliant. Actually, it was actually surprising to me once I found out. You know, because I was reading an article where they said that 90% of music sales, there are digital singles right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
60% of the world's music purchases is iTunes.
Yeah.
That's over half the world is purchasing on iTunes.
No, the entire yeah. industry of consumption
and
of music has
when,
entirely
when
changed.
I see a band that I like.
Oh, yeah. From 10 years ago. I mean, we're not talking about like since the 80s, since
no.
the 70s. No, we're talking about since 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2000, we all still had fucking pagers and cell phones.
Yeah.
Smartphones are only 5 fucking years old.
Right. You know,
really?
And
yeah.
When I go to a show and I see a band I like, I still want to buy their record. I still want to buy
a physical copy
because I have that.
I like Pat. Yeah, I don't own a CD player except for my daughters and my Xbox.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I buy CDs from bands because I like packaging. I like
right.
liner notes.
I like having
pictures.
Something of theirs.
It's a memento, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I can put it in my computer and rip it and put
time.
It on all my digital
right.
shit.
So t-shirts
yeah.
are good for, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. totally. I buy something from them. Yeah.
T-shirts
to have
suck because I get fat.
But I mean, I'm
already there.
I'm guilty of it. All my music is on my phone.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's where I hold all my like,
or Spotify.
Yeah,
I mean, really. Yeah.
That's
it's
all
I mean,
all
and if you don't have yeah. Spotify Premium these days, what kind of heathen fucking are you?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, you know, they pay two different rates. The people who are premium, mm-hmm. you get more than 0.0001 cent.
Yep.
And
yeah.
then the free tier, those only,
get the
it's
bullshit.
A tiny thing. But
yeah.
the
right.
artist that you listen to gets more money if you're a premium subscriber.
No, whenever I know that I have local friends' bands or local folks, you know, look, I have a whole playlist that's just all my local shit that I make sure I listen to once a week because, well, I'm paying a mm-hmm. service
trying
fee.
Trying to stay down.
Well, no, and I, yeah, but yeah. I'm paying this monthly fee no matter what I fucking listen to.
Right.
Y'all are putting your music, and maybe me eventually with my band, you know, we're putting our music out there to like get some fucking residuals off of it.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a little like vote, you know, ballot box stuffing, but fuck it, man. I've spent a lot of money on music over the years.
Yeah.
And I want to see my friends get some back of that.
You know, I've had to buy CDs from my friends 3 or 4 times because they keep losing the damn things.
There's this band set from San Francisco in the 90s. I have bought their CD 5 times off of various internet sources that just happen to have one left.
Yeah.
And
you
then
know,
yeah.
I saw this punk band from they're from St. Louis. I want to say they're from St. Louis.
That's where Roy's from.
That's my hometown.
They're called Bulletin Octane.
Nope, don't know. I mean, I moved out of there 20 years ago.
they were my favorite band for like a year straight.
Cool.
And I had their very first EP before they even broke. And I thought it was so cool because they had this secret track, and it was a cover of Rebel Yell.
Nice.
Fuck.
And so I just so happened to They popped up on Instagram. It said pages you might like. So I liked their band page and I liked the singer's page. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop on Amazon
and see, find their shit.
And I see if it's on Amazon because I have that's the what Prime. I use is Prime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Sure enough, that whole album is there. Minus the cover. Minus Rebel Yell. And
right.
So I the singer's
Did
name
you
is,
get all creepy stalkery?
Well, the singer's name is Gene. And so I messaged him on Instagram. I'm like, hey, man, I saw you guys at the New Oasis probably 2003, 2004. You had this EP and it had this cover on it. It had Rebel Yell on it. And he goes, I can't believe you remember that. And I was like, that was seriously, I mean, it was one of my, it was probably the best version, best cover I ever heard of that song. And I was like,
I've heard a lot of covers of that.
I was like, how can I get it?
Of that.
And he goes, oh man. That was so long ago. I don't
like,
know.
Who knows?
Yeah, right. He's like, I don't even remember where we recorded that. And I was like, dude, can you dig around for me? And he's like, let me see what I can do. I mean, I never heard back from the guy, you know, but, you know.
But sure, oh, but, fuck. But, so you never caught it? I wanted the story to end with you getting the song.
Yeah. No,
no, but no,
yet.
But that, I,
shit.
It, not yet. That is a power, like, personal.
Next
like,
time
you were able to get
show.
In touch with the principal person,
right.
You know,
and, those guys were crazy too.
St. Louis has always had like a pretty kick-ass music scene. Like they get to this
yeah.
good fruit that gets kicked out
I
of
mean,
there.
Yeah, St. Louis, like, isn't that's all that
Chuck
Cajun
Berry.
Stuff, right?
Dude, one of the members of that band might
Cajun
have been one of those
shit. No, that's like
that's New Orleans.
No. Rory, yeah. That might have been one of those 10-year-old kids that mugged you. Remember?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Right. And then we went on to like fucking start a band.
You got mugged by a 10-year-old?
Shut the hell up.
Well, it was a group of them. It takes more than one 10-year-old to mug Rory when
not,
he's 15.
They were not 10.
That's what your parents said.
Man, dimed out. Get it? 10?
Wow. Hey, just fuck you, faggot.
I can tell you got caught off by guard.
Yeah.
You got caught off guard on that.
Yeah, that was not a story
it was a low
I
blow,
expect
Rick.
I'd have to defend myself against. Like, it's been a minute since we've talked about that. Like, fucking, fuck you.
It was Christmas time. It was Christmas time. And that was from Uncle Rick.
America's favorite faggot.
Thank you. Sorry,
oh
it was a
goodness.
Nice story.
Hey, can we get another song here?
Fuck, oh. Dude, and you guys, can you do one with backup vocals? Because I love the way
Hell yeah.
the two voices
no,
sound
No, you guys
together.
Harmonize great.
It's fucking awesome.
You mentioned that cover, Twan. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do our cover.
Cool. This is Rebel Yell, right?
Yeah. In a midnight owl, babe. No.
In a cowboy.
Mow. All right, one, two, ready, and... I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. All I wanted was one time to see you laughing. I only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanna see you underneath the purple rain. I never wanted to be your weakened lover. I how they wanted to be some kind of friend. Baby, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame my friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanna see you bathing in the purple rain, honey. I know, I know, I know times are changing. I think it's time we all reached out for something new. That means you too. When you say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind, I think you better close it and let me guide you into the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain. Purple rain. I only want to see you, only want to see you in the purple rain.
That was so rad.
Prince himself would have loved that little solo there at the end, man. Fuck you on fire.
You know, it was pretty funny.
I thought about trying it.
we were sitting around one night because a lot of the, some of the shows we'll do, we got to fill 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you guys are professionals. Yeah.
And so we're like,
have a couple covers.
We got to, yeah. So I was like, sitting there.
Hear that, Jackson? No, he never listens to the show.
He would never listen to
the
show.
He hates the
not even when he's on it.
I was sitting there and I'm like, we should do Purple Rain. And it was just one of those random spur of the moment things, and it just clicked, and it was so cool.
Nice.
You know?
No, and really, that seals it. I've been thinking, so I don't generally let my daughter listen to the show because it's incredibly inappropriate, even though she's on it all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Dig.
However, you guys are both lefties, and I've told her about you guys a whole bunch about how you're both lefties that play guitar one way, one the other way.
I'm left-handed, but I play right.
Yeah. Oh. And I see. Yeah,
and I'm all the way southpaw.
I remember that from the last episode. I brought it up then, I think. Well, I guess this semester in music class, she and a buddy have picked guitar, and she's learning it righty. And I, you know, even though for her birthday, I fucking strung a guitar upside down for her. And she like doesn't touch it, doesn't ever play it. However, in school, she's got a friend who wants to do it with her too. Okay, I'll just do it regular. Because her music teacher even offered to string it upside down for her. She didn't bother to tell the man that she even has one at home.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset.
Maybe she'll
about
be ambidextrous.
But she has been practicing with the one at school on a regular basis.
That's good.
And I've told her once she feels she's confident to do something, she may touch my seagull in my presence. And show me what she thinks she knows.
you guys have a bird at home?
No, my guitar. It's a seagull.
Oh, okay.
Canadian guitar brand.
Oh, man. I remember being like nine. I think I was 9 years old. And my dad wanted me to play saxophone. That's what he wanted me to do. And I just couldn't get into it. Couldn't get into it. But he was a bass player and guitar player in his band. So I always watched him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this. It was late 70s model Gibson 335. That guitar still haunts me because he sold it. He came home one day and I had that thing out of the case and I was standing on my bed playing it or trying to play it.
Just jumping up and down.
Oh, man. And he came unglued. And I was like, well, what do you want? Like, I mean, all I want to do is play guitar. That's what I want to do. Yeah. And I ended up getting an upside down Strat for Christmas that year. He was like, well, I mean, can't stop you now, and I don't want you touching my fucking Gibson, so.
Here's your fucking own. Yeah
exactly. And you know what's even better than that? Because I'm left-handed, my dad can't play my Gibsons. So
he's never in his underwear on his bed.
Playing your Gibson.
Playing your guitar.
Do you guys get a lot of support from your family, though? I mean, dig what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, yeah. I mean, his whole family shows up in droves every time you play, which is rad.
Because like
even if it's a Monday night, we have a cheering section, which is awesome.
Nice. Cool.
You know, and both sides of our, like my family, his family, it's they support everything that we do, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, going through your teenage years, you're like, they're like, well, you need to start thinking about a career and this and that. I'm like, I'm working on it, huh?
Yeah.
Why
do you think I spend so many hours practicing?
Trapped in your bedroom. It's not masturbating.
Well, I mean, it kind of is, but it's...
it's more mental than a sin.
You know,
exactly.
And,
you're not wasting the seed upon the dusty earth.
But
you're being very creative.
You know, and once we started, you know, going out on our own, you know, some of my family was like, "Okay, we get it, we understand," you know, and
you're a lifer. We get it. We accept it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not happy unless I'm playing guitar. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's when it's beat into your head at a young age. You know, I mean, it's in your blood, and if it's in your blood, you'll never be happy unless you're playing, you know, your instrument.
Fucking A, man.
Pretty much.
Sexually.
I play my... Right, I'm just... I beat off once a day, yeah.
Hey, man, those are rookie numbers. You need to get those numbers up.
Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers, and those are... I'm in my fucking 40s numbers.
You're lucky I get once. I'm tired.
I don't get enough time to myself to be able
when you
to
tell
take
your,
care
when you
of
tell yourself, means. Not tonight, I have a headache...
usually I get sleeping pill. I get a headache and I'm all, this will work.
I have a headache. Yeah, maybe if I rub one out, that'll help. Any rate, let's just segue into another song here. And
okay,
then,
lots of music.
Okay,
and lots of music.
And then
that's
I think
yeah, we're skipping the quiz this week because these guys already took.
And
it.
Then I think we'll close it out after.
Yeah,
that
sounds good. Right. Yeah, you a couple more songs and let's get out of here.
Okay,
let's do "Die in Pieces" and "Huckleberry Road."
All right, fool.
You have a self-titular song?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did the song come first or the band come first?
And the song came
second.
Second.
Yes. Okay. So you like had a band, you're all, we should write a fucking song with our band name.
I never say song unless preceded by titular.
Titular. Songa titular.
Titular song.
That's a weird word.
Everybody go look that up during the song.
Yeah, I'm like, huh.
Man. You know, I'm kind of sad I missed the video for that for Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Here, let me get that for you.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, so if you see Huckleberry Road's videos from the Worst Little Podcast, that's me and Rory.
It's our fat
camera.
Fingers on that camera.
So if it sucks, blame us. Yeah. And if it's good, blame us, too.
Yeah, blame us for that one, too. It's in key, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What key is it in?
not the one you started in. All right. One, two, ready, and... Although I can place her somewhere in my past, those memories are shattered just like broken glass. And although she moved on, she's never looking back. When I dream of her face, I'm living in a flash. I know she ain't never coming back. The path that I chose shows what I lack. My heart may never know what peace is, but the whiskey might let me die in pieces. Blind another time with the sun shining on my face. There was a time when she was mine and Jim Beam took her place. All I picture memories spread out on the floor, and she's gone like the last drink. I'll always need a little more. And I know she ain't never coming back. The past shows what I lack. My heart may never know what peace is, but the whiskey might let me die in pieces.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty.
You know,
alcohol abuse is always pretty.
Yeah, right?
Well,
Well, I mean, in your head is all like romantic and shit. And
so,
how much of a Bukowski fan you are?
A few weeks ago,
did you say Bukowski or Bukaki?
Los dos.
Fuck it.
Whoa!
If you're one, you're a fan of the other.
Bukowski.
I don't know if that made any sense.
If you really related to that last song, consider a 12-step group.
Yeah.
So.
Or
Parenthood.
A few weeks ago, we just did a music video for that song, too. And it was pretty tight because we did everything on our own. And we storyboarded on our own. We got all the shots on our own. And we actually filmed it on my phone because the iPhone shoots in 4K.
Fucking rad. It's so crazy.
And so we went out and did everything on my phone, dumped it onto Robert's computer. And it was pretty tight. The budget for our video was like $1.39.
Yeah. Rock and fucking roll right there.
Yep. You know,
fucking amen.
It was
DIY at its finest.
You know, we just spent a whole weekend just getting the shots and editing it, and it was a lot of fun. You know, the
how much is that computer that you edited it on cost?
I don't know. It's Robert's.
It was my wife's.
Was it more than $1.39?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had that already.
No.
We had that, you know.
First world problems, you know.
Yeah. Better count the other shit that we had.
No, that's so fun. I mean, that's fantastic. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun getting creative outside of just the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
well, you're artists.
Using other tools to express what you've already expressed. Yeah.
And we tried to throw a little bit of humor in it, you know, because like every song where you're wanting to drink because she left you is like every country song.
It's a fucking heavy song. A little bit of humor. And you guys remember the heyday of actual music videos.
Right, like before MTV had game shows when actually like... And even the most serious song had some goofy thing going on.
So in the video, we have a shot of Twan sitting at the bed, like slamming whiskey and like staring at this picture frame, but you can't see what's in the picture yet. And at the very end, the camera like fades in from behind him, and it's a picture of my little puppy dog. He's drinking whiskey, and it ends up being the dog.
It's for the dog. Horrible. The dog done him bad.
The saddest country songs are when your dog dies.
When
your wife leaves you, takes your truck.
I prefer satanic country because you get your truck back, your wife finds you again, and your dog comes back to life.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Play that record backwards.
Cemetery shit.
Yeah.
Trippy. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Satanic country. Play it backwards and life is good.
Damn.
Oh, fuck. So this has been a lot of fucking fun, guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a riot
when you guys have us on. You know, I mean, I know this is only the second time, but last time was real fun.
Yeah, no, and you guys.
I never know what to do with my hands, you know?
Our no noodling rule. A lot of musicians have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
We've only
taken
one finger over the years, though. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's like trying to make it through a sound check with a bass player. Or when your drummer's tuning his snare.
Pop, pop, pop. It's so much fun to listen to.
It all sounds the same, man.
We all know that tuning song.
Oh, yeah.
When's the next time people can find you?
Now that we've kind of got everything up off the ground, now we're going to start booking shows.
Nice. So, okay. Nothing's on the books yet.
Not show wise.
If you are an exciting young booking agent or venue that is looking for a great act and you don't know anybody yet, these two guys will pack your fucking house.
Yes, yeah, we would love to find a booking agent. That would be very helpful.
Yeah,
and we could check in with you on
Facebook,
Spotify,
Instagram.
Maybe they might want to play early on Mary Anarchy someday. I'm just
well, they're supposed to play last year. They had to cancel
one. We totally went.
So screw them. Don't ever let them play again.
Yes, yeah, so
we
already
fucking
blacklisted.
We got to
make it coming up.
You can only be on our stupid podcast.
Yeah. Too bad you can't be a part of that. Hey, do we have a beneficiary for this year?
Not yet. I've been kind of debating some things.
Okay, I'm not trying to, like, it's just getting that time of year. It's the end of February.
So I still have time to get sick?
We've got to talk to the board and see if anyone else has some ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. But it is still happening. It is in May.
Absolutely. If you guys want to play May, that'd be great.
And anybody else out there thinking it's getting to be that time of year, so get your trigger fingers ready because it's first come, first serve.
Yeah, it's kind of like open mic, Mary Anarchy. Bands sign up. I don't really like go out and look for great bands. Sometimes they'll be out and I'll be talking, hey, it's George Picard from the Atomics. You want to play this year? Yes. Oh, shit. We got the Atomics. You know what I mean? Like, some, you know, that's basically how the show's created.
That's how you hook up with Nick.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's pretty casual, but I'll put out the word on the Facebook, say, hey, who wants to play this year? And usually in 2 days, I've already got like 20 people, and I'm like, okay, now we slow down. And if I've never heard of you, you might get on, but probably not. And if I've heard of you, I'll like squeeze you in somehow because you're good. Then I've heard of you, you know,
he's
whatever.
Very
or you're my friends that play really well. And
he's very receptive good, after you know. Sex.
If you take a shot on us this year, man, that won't happen again. By the way,
no, you guys are always invited because
there's a reason why we call him No Second Chances Ramirez. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck with Nick. This is it.
You
it.
Never ever, ever get back in.
Never.
Well, that's not true. All you have to do is fucking have the balls to be like, let's talk to each other, you know? But nobody ever fucking does that, right?
Nope.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever says, I'm sorry because I did something wrong.
Yeah, or even like, you're like, oh, hey, we ran into each other. We're not going to talk about it, huh?
I do.
All right, that's cool.
We'll just continue
life like it never happened.
We'll act like you didn't blow me off.
I do, but that's because I'm passive aggressive and I will continue to do that over and over no matter how many times I apologize. and if that ain't speaking the truth, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Just hold it. That's hold truth it right against there. Him.
That's true. I'm not saying I'm a good person or guilty of being a small person. I'm
Nick, it's a funny joke because you're one of the nicest guys I've ever
right.
had in my life.
Yeah, totally.
there's no way anybody would.
That was an awkward first call for Mary Anarchy. That's not really a first call. I'm just excited for it every year.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and we gotta do like two decades before we even consider calling it quits or passing it on to someone else to do or any of that.
Well, I got ideas, son. We should talk.
And
yeah. Rick, what do you got going on this weekend? Who are you recording?
Well, and last weekend was Metal Billy Trucker.
This is what he's recording.
Metal Billy, yeah, I wish.
What is Metal Billy Trucker like?
I haven't made that fucking noise ever.
Have they been on our show?
It's been over a year since I got
laid. No, you need to book Metal Billy Trucker with us. They haven't been on here.
Oh, my God, you guys. And they're so fucking much fun. It's exactly what you would think a band called Metal Billy Trucker would sound like. They're very aptly named.
Well, like, are they big fans of Nashville Pussy?
I've gotten to catch their act before, and they are fucking a sight to behold.
Fuck, it's not exactly rock. It's like hillbilly metal music.
Yeah.
It's fucking
straight
amazing.
Up.
And it just makes you feel good. It's
twangy and distorted.
Dude, the vocals and the words are sometimes intense, sometimes funny. They really are. Two of them really are truckers. And they're a little bit older, so that it's nice because I'm always hanging out with kids, which is awesome, but it's nice to be with people that are my age and older.
And they're real truckers. Yes, fuck, please,
dude,
book them.
And every time they fucking, every time they record here, they bring just like this huge spread of fucking food. They bring like just, they set up a whole buffet of shit downstairs.
See, that's, and, again, Metal Billy Trucker. That's
Jesus,
what I would expect out of that.
God, it's just, they're the fucking
best. They move
best.
In.
I have so much damn fun with them. It's just
that's
fucking awesome.
That's where
they're
that's
like fucking tinkers.
Oh,
they're
God.
Gypsies.
That's where we fucked up. We never have any food in the studio.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got low blood sugar in the studio.
It's
terrible.
No, but, well, we get carbs.
What's that Metalocalypse episode where,
oh,
where
you guys
the drummer's
eat pancakes?
In the studio and he keeps fucking up the track and looking through the window and they're in there like eating.
Waffles. you guys eat waffles?
No. It's just like, fuck.
Oh, but in answer to your question, this weekend is Reptile Roots League.
Hey,
so that's
RRL.
That's, yeah,
those
fucking
cool.
I love the music that they did and stuff. And we did a whole album of their songs with fake drums, where Lanny, the lead guy, put together a bunch of drum tracks, and they sounded awesome. It was like distorted and it's kind of industrial sounding.
But now they actually have a drummer,
right? So I'm kind of sad though, because we did this whole album and then we never really finished it, and now he's got a drummer and we want to start recording again. And I thought, and in my head, I'm like, are we just throwing away all that awesome shit we made? Because we made a full album with the fake drums, and it was awesome.
You're going to save a copy.
Dude, we got to fucking put that out.
That should get out on Spotify.
Yeah.
Like little micro-releases or some shit. Right.
I haven't seen Lanny since he was here last, so I got...
Lanny, if you're listening, you should take some notes.
Dude, it's fucking... And like, they're like distorty-sounding drums. It was so fucking awesome. But I guess we're doing stuff with the new drummer this weekend, so that's going to be awesome.
Very cool, very cool. Very cool.
Sure. Maybe it'll come out as an album of a little of this and a little of that, you know, which would be cool.
Nick, you got anything happening this weekend?
Yeah. Roxy Colley and Aversion Therapy, friend of the show, big friend of the show, does the theme song for our show.
It's, you know.
They were there playing at Abby's, and Roxy gets to open, and so Saturday,
Abby's Highway 40,
the 24th.
Roxy at Abby's. That's different.
Yeah, it'll be fun and intimate. We're going to make it weird and fun, so, you know, we'll make
Come
it
Come on out. Make
fuck.
That a show.
Dude,
good,
I would,
good cool. stuff.
Oh, my God. When is that actually? What day? When is that happening? Saturday?
Saturday, February 24th. Oh, 9 o'clock-ish.
I hate that. I would love to get out and see that so bad. I've had a bunch
night?
Of Roxy Colley songs.
Saturday,
stuck in my head.
February
Saturday.
24th.
And of course, Evan, the rock god, fucking amazing landlord of Dogwater Studios.
Yeah.
And I love his fucking
I love you,
band.
Evan.
So, goddamn, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah, go throw money at him so he doesn't ask Rick for more.
I'm going to be stuck here with Lanny.
I myself on Friday night am going to be going over to the Good Luck Macbeth Theater to check out The Royale.
Oh, yeah.
The story of the Johnson Jeffrey fight of the century in 1910 here in Reno, the first interracial heavyweight boxing championship match ever. It's a great show with a lot of great local people. Will Woods, Tree Woods. We've got Jesse Briggs in it. And it's at the new theater space. It's the first show in the new theater. Everybody should come out and see the show. Let's pack the house Friday and Saturday. Please come get tickets. There's a couple more weekends, so please check that out online at goodluckmacbeth.org.
Very cool. I heard you're on the board with that, right?
Didn't I announce that already?
I did last week.
Did you announce it?
I don't know.
I don't know if I did. Yes.
You totally did announce that last week.
Okay, yeah, yes. I am on the board of directors. So, frankly, you guys are going to hear about every fucking show that they do, including Hedwig, but also
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
And, of course, Young Frankenstein, which I'm a part of later in the year in October.
Frankenstein. Do you also say Igor?
There's like a whole scene where there's an argument about that. That's the joke.
I know. I've seen the movie a million
fucking
times.
Asshole. I will punch you in the
dick. Isn't this the greatest show, everybody?
God damn it.
I'm having a blast.
But no, we're really excited. This is a great show. It's Reno history. It's a really important thing, especially kind of relevant with today's politics.
The Royale.
The Royale by Marco Ramirez at Good Luck Macbeth Theater, 124 Taylor Street. You can check it out online.
If you don't support my Uncle Marco, you're an asshole.
Yeah, and it's probably got shirtless dudes, so get out.
Yeah, if you're gay, you're going to love it.
Fuck yeah.
If you're not gay, you're going to love it because it's got boxing in it. You like to see people hit each other, don't you? All right.
That's a whole lot of... I think that's projection or transference or some shit like that.
I don't know what just happened, but it was a little obtuse.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I'm for that. Yeah.
I apologize, fellas. Where were
it's
we?
It's okay.
Well, I'm going to close out the show. Do you guys want to throw another song in at the end of that?
Yeah, we could throw one more on there.
Yeah. Well, so ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great time talking to Huckleberry Road.
Yeah!
Bobo and Twan. Check them out. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Spotify. We love their music. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, Ford, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewy, and all the interns. Good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
One, two, ready, and...
my wild side, Jekyll and Hyde. They couldn't change me, although my mama tried. Unzipped, drip dried. Full moon sticking out the driver's side. I ain't the type, I got no strings. I'll cut my ties to do my thing. And hell, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. I'm fishing for the good times, pushing through the pain. I write the rules, I make them up as I go, but I keep on driving down Huckleberry Road. Now I don't fit the common mold. My soul could never be bought or sold. And line them suits up and send them on their way. Ain't getting in line on your crazy train. Hey, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. I'm fishing for the good times, pushing through the pain. I write the rules, I make them up as I go, but I keep on driving down Huckleberry Road. And hell, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. I'm fishing for the good times, pushing through the pain. I write the rules, I make them up as I go, but I keep on driving down Huckleberry Road. Down Huckleberry Road. Down Huckleberry Road.
Yeah!
It is not unusual for mentally disturbed people to have moods that swing from one extreme to the other.
Dog Water Studios.
Frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
I'm in your radiator.
Last verse, dude.
This uncomfortable pause brought to you by weed and alcohol.
Damn it.
That was fantastic, though. That was so great.
Well, she kills him in the end.
Yeah. It seemed to be leading up to that. Yeah.
And then she fucking kills him. Okay.
Hey, in his defense, we wrote the song like last week. So
really,
that's Brandy's song.
Oh, kick ass!
Hey, we love that.
Shit. Worst little podcast exclusive.
That's right. You can only get it here, folks.
And this is the people's first taste of that. I'm sure in 2 years, this is going to be one of your like crowd pleasers that everybody wants to hear.
Hopefully, man.
You
know,
request.
You know,
panty dropper.
Some gritty shit. You know.
Well, that sucks, though. I want to hear the end of it.
Wait.
I have a dream of. Oh, you got it?
I think I got it.
You
got
it?
Oh, shit. Right,
take it from the previous chorus.
Okay. Ready? One, two, ready, and. Won't you run away with me, Loretta Jane? The sheriff's in town and he's chasing my name. Got a price on my head.